Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big podcast. I'm excited because today I want to talk about something that is really, it's really the essence of what we all need to strive to do. And that is to buy, build, or create assets. I'm going to have a guest with me because I think it's really important to, we talk about what really matters in life. Freedom, whether it be financial freedom or freedom of our time. And we can all achieve that if we focus on building assets from either our salaries, it's not what you do for your paycheck, it's what you do with your paycheck. And take a moment to assess where you are today. What kind of assets do you have that are working for you, either in building value over time or currently generating cash flow? Too many of us, we focus, if you think about the cash flow quadrant on the left side of the quadrant, it's E and S, employee, self-employed. Both of those are you exchanging your time for money. And time is a limited resource. Once it's gone, we don't get it back. The right side of the cash flow quadrant is B for owning businesses with systems and other people working for you, and as an investor, where your assets are working for you. And it's time to really take a really serious assessment of where you are in your life. And, you know, as I look at the facing the last quarter of my life, you know, whether the way that we're going to live that is dependent on what assets we've bought, built, created during our life, the income that's coming from those assets to help us sustain the quality of living that we want to. And now is the time for you to think about it. You may be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, it doesn't matter what age you are. If you think about you're going to live for a long time, and are you creating and building the things that you need to today that's going to help you sustain the life where you want to be? And too many of us were taught in school to focus on income, exchanging time for income, get a job, get a commission, right? So the commission might be a larger percentage, but it's still based on your time and energy. And so if we can take that mindset and shift it from exchanging time for money into exchanging time for building assets that will create money, because once that asset is up and running and creating money for you, it's there forever and you don't necessarily have to be involved. So you think about rental properties. We own a lot of rental properties. And it took time and energy to find it, to buy it, to get it, you know, out there. But now we have tenants that just send us money every month. We have a management company that takes care of it, but we get, some people call that mailbox money. But that asset is out there working for us. And that cash flow helps us sustain our lifestyle. And even back in the old days of Rich Dad Poor Dad, we had the story of buying a Porsche. People wanted to buy a Porsche. So, well, instead of investing in a Porsche that is going to depreciate immediately, invest in a small apartment complex. And the cash flow from that apartment complex will make your payments on your Porsche. And then when that's paid off in 4 to 6 years, you still have the apartment complex generating monthly cash flow. You no longer have to pay the debt and you have the Porsche. Isn't that a better picture? That picture is what I want you to start incorporating in your life, whether it be in your business or your personal life. Stop focusing on income and start focusing on assets, because assets will be what give you financial freedom. It doesn't matter where you live, what language you speak. Each and every one of us is dependent on income. But is that income from you getting out of bed and working, or is that income from assets that you have created, built, or bought. And every rich person around the world has one thing in common. They have a lot of assets that generate income. And those assets are how you create financial freedom. So my definition of financial freedom is when the income from your assets exceeds your monthly expenses. So you don't have to have millions of dollars. And when we first started working together, Robert and Kim, they talk about the story of they had $100,000 worth of income a year from two small apartment complexes, but their monthly expenses, their annual expenses were $30,000 to $40,000. So they were financially free. And that was just on $100,000 a year. And that, you know, so it, that yes, that's, I should say just $100,000 a year is a lot of money. But when you think of being financially free, most people think of millions, not 100,000. And so the issue is, are you living at a level where your assets can start sustaining so that you can choose to work because you want to, not because you have to? And those are the choices that we make. We can't blame anybody else. We can't give anybody, you are the one making the choices as to how you're spending the money that comes into your life. And do you need to make different choices? And part of that is understanding who you're hanging out with. Because if you are hanging out with people who live completely on paycheck to paycheck, that's what's going to be filtering in your brain when you have conversations. Challenge yourself to start finding some new friends, friends that can challenge the way you think, to think bigger, so you can start focusing on those assets. And every time you want something new, you know, pundits always talk about understanding the difference between wants and needs. I challenge you to take a step back and say, no, let's look at this and say, can this become an asset or is it a liability? My grandson, I'll tell you, just at Christmas time, he took his Christmas money and he hired somebody through Fiverr. Now, he just turned 12. He hired someone through Fiverr to create a logo for his business. He has an eBay store and a Shopify store. And makes me a very proud grandma. He's a little entrepreneur and he's investing in his future. Instead of going out and buying a new video game, he invested in having somebody put together his logo. And it makes me very, very proud of him. And so what choices are you making with how you're spending your money? You know, you can hear David Bach or Susie Orman saying, live below your means. And really, you may want to do that and take the effort in when you're living below your means, take the difference and invest in assets so that eventually your assets can pay for the lifestyle that you want. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours. And so this may be very sobering, but you know, if you are not where you want to be financially, you might need to start. Well, I'm not going to say you might. You need to make different choices every day, and allow yourself to step outside your comfort zone and find somebody to hold you accountable. Because by building and creating assets, so you don't have to have money to make money. You know, it doesn't take a lot of money to write a book. You want to create the systems around the book. You want to create those powerful associations. And that's how you start building your opportunities for creating true generational wealth. So I'm going to call it a day today because I just want to trigger that thought to you. Where are you right now? What assets do you have? And what do you need to do to buy, build, and create assets? Not income, assets that generate income. You start thinking not time for money, time for assets, and the assets can generate income forever. So take care. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to this Play Big podcast, and please share it with your friends and give us a review. I'm so excited to have all of you as part of this program, and I truly, truly appreciate you. All the best. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.